Women now have a career window of half a century, as stated above, so have a powerful moral duty to get off their fat parasitic asses and fip up, or be effectively exterminated. Maskers are at war against fluffies and exert enormous moral pressure against them, forcing them to become fips or die, that is, die slow, miserable, lonely deaths, rotting on the shelf, manless and babyless, hated and totally ignored. Some women demand the right to have a choice between being female careerists or being housewives, or trad wives, as they are currently being labelled. Of course, a trad wife can only exist if there's some gullible, stupid, man-slavable man around who's prepared to pay for her lifestyle of staying at home, living off his money. The problem with this trad wife lifestyle for women is that marriages fail, leading to divorce in which the ex-husband gets butchered in the fluffy feminist-controlled divorce court system. Maskers equate fluffydom, brackets, trad wifery, with manslavery and divorce rape, so hate it with a passion. I would not like to be an 18-year-old high school woman. Several years from now, brackets, once maskers' ideas have spread widely throughout the culture, who gets the reputation in her class, her high school, of being a fluffy, who has chosen to study fluffy crap majors, making her a fluffy crapper, and hence unable to become a fip as an adult, so will expect to live off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life. Once nearly all the young males in her class and high school are well informed of masculist ideas, they will be vicious with her, labelling her a fluffy parasite, a man-slaving vermin to be exterminated. The moral pressure on her will be enormous, sending her into deep depression, since she will have given herself the kiss of death in terms of her not getting a man, since no young men will go near her, since no young men will be prepared to face a one chance in four of being divorced, raped in a hated, fluffy feminist divorce court as a married father. The moral pressure on such fluffies will be so heavy that I would not be at all surprised that 5 years from now, there will have been several million suicides by young fluffies after they have been viciously rejected by their male masculisted classmates as well as by their female masculisted classmates. As a result of this enormous moral pressure against young fluffies, there will be a flood of young women into STEM, S-T-E-M, science, tech, engineering and math, and the professions in high schools and universities, so that women can escape the powerful moral pressure coming from masculisted young men who will not tolerate being manslaved and divorce raped by a hated fluffy. A fluffy can only be a fluffy if she can get her financial claws into some gullible, manslavable man. But thanks to the manosphere, that's men on the internet talking about men's issues, about MGTOW, about masculism, close brackets, the supply of such gullible men is drying up as the MGTOWs and masculists educate young men about the toxicity of divorce for men, and hence the inadvisability of men to marry and have kids. In many countries today, 2/3 of young men refuse to marry and have kids. Young men will not be prepared to marry and have kids again until society has been thoroughly reformed and restructured by conscious, in brackets, that is, with both men and women being equally conscious of both feminist and masculist arguments, learning that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, that women oppress men even worse than vice versa, with women's big three. That is the worst three ways that women oppress men. That is women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. Maskers are pushing for the men faring of society by the establishment of GECs, that's GECs, Gender Equality Committees, in the parliaments that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male masculist politicians, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally. The masculist half of these GECs will then push for the bi-consciousing of society and the legislation of the PARA, that's paternity rejection right, and the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth for all births to block women's awful gender crime of forced fathering. Women have the MARA, that's maternity rejection right, aka abortion right, so that women can reject an unwanted pregnancy that could ruin their lives. But men have no comparable right, in brackets, the PARA. So millions of women force men every year into an undesired paternity, a major and hated gender crime that women commit routinely against men. In short, masculists are at war against fluffies, seeing fluffydom as manslavery and divorce rape, and hence a war issue. Masculists are at war against fluffies and aim to wipe them off the face of the earth by totally ignoring them, forcing them to fip up, to grow up, to take an equal share with men in the burden of earning the living. The Manosphere estimates that only about a quarter of young women choose to study career-competent majors, allowing them to become FIPs as adults. The rest choose to study the soft option, the intellectually easy, intellectually lazy option that will preclude them from earning good money as an adult, who will then expect to parasite off some gullible, manslavable man. Masculists have today the same level of hatred of fluffies as abolitionists had of slavers of Negroes in the 1800s. The Negro slavery issue was the root cause of the US Civil War. Masculists are at war against fluffies, seeing them as immoral, manslaving, divorce-raping vermin to be exterminated so that they die out, so that we live in a bi-conscious, FIP society, where women are socialized and educated to be FIPs, so that men are no longer manslaved and divorce-raped, so that young men are more prepared to be fathers again, so that we do not wipe ourselves out. Masculists see monoconscious feminists as indirect genociders, and hence are even more hated. Since monoconscious feminists have so poisoned the minds of young women with monoconscious feminist ideas, that is, especially the childishly irresponsible idea that gender oppression is a one-way street, that women are the oppressed and men are the oppressors, that young women have become repulsive, that is, undateable for young men. So in the US today, two-thirds of young men don't even date young women. In brackets, according to a Pew PEW Research Center poll in 2022. Close brackets. As masculist ideas spread throughout the culture, men will become very angry at women and women will be terrified. Men are three times stronger across the chest than the average woman and have 20 times the testosterone levels in their blood than women, so can be hugely more aggressive if angered. When men become collectively angry at women, in capital letters, God help women. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the Masculist tab for 730 plus Masculist essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people - do we create our exterminators - Professor Hugo de Garis - London Real. In brackets, see the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the masculist segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have nearly 1,000 Maskers videos in 15 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name Degaris Maskers Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my Maskers videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name Degaris Maskers Videos. That's four words. Ciao.